Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday, brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey. Drink up. You can tweet us pictures of whatever it is that you are drinking at TBM929, at RandyMac81. We will give you a shout out. And our guy Extreme Detail on it tweeted us what he was drinking before we even asked. We'd love to see what you're drinking in the 11 o'clock hour. We'll give you a shout out on the radio. It's that easy. A lot coming up as well. We'll get to an NFL no huddle. Tons of stuff to get into with all the quarterback craziness and everything else. A what if coming up at 11:20 as well. And then the Wendy Zone, as always, at 11:40 every single day.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we love the happy hour. We know everybody's not drinking right now, but
not everybody
will, but I mean, we're not encouraging it.
What?
Sort of. No, we don't want you to be drinking at work.
No. Oh, we don't want you to have depending
on
what your job is. Yeah.
What job do you have that you can drink at work?
You know, like if you're a radio host, for instance, or a radio producer, or I don't know, my mom is like an accountant or whatever. She's working from home. She could probably have a little Bailey's in her coffee if she wanted to.
I don't know if I want my accountant with them Bailey's, man.
Yeah, that's true.
You put a comma in the wrong place.
Yeah, I guess you're probably right.
Do you do your own taxes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's not very complicated. Not a lot of moving parts over here.
Right.
A couple W-2s, a couple student loan forms, and that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Yeah. Having a baby, by the way.
It's helpful. An advantage.
Yeah, helpful. Helpful in doing your taxes. Yeah. Thank you, Lily.
That depended.
Got a little money back. It was nice. We appreciate that. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle.
We're going no huddle.
With the midday show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go! Set!
NFL No Huddle brought to you by R.S. Andrews. Keep warm. Get an R.S. Andrews Precision Furnace Tune-Up. Another way they make you smile. It is Happy Hour Friday again, by the way, and we will play Sports Jeopardy coming up at 12:40. So please send your Sports Jeopardy questions to Wendy. I forgot to mention that. At Wendy Radio on Twitter or Instagram. Direct message with the answer. Don't be a creep. Same rules apply every single Friday. Randy and I will square off in Sports Jeopardy at 12:40. Here's Terry Fontenot, Falcons' new general manager, on with Dukes and Bell earlier in the week, talking about how his time in New Orleans helped him prepare for dealing with the Falcons' current salary cap situation.
We hired Chris Olsen a couple weeks ago, and Chris is one of the best in the league at that job, and we already had Kirsten Groves here that works with the salary cap as well, and they're really grinding through that process. And basically what you have to do is they're going to come up with the different scenarios, and so it's because there's so many variables involved in everything, and there's decisions you have to make. And I will say this, what we're going to focus on is not just making decisions that are going to help us now and hurt us in the future. So we're going to have a big picture mindset, because sometimes you don't. Sometimes you put duct tape and Band-Aid up things and just get yourself through the day in the moment without thinking about the future. But we're going to think about everything, and because our goal is to not just win this year. Our goal is to compete this year, but also win moving forward. But look, we had some really smart people in New Orleans that worked hard to figure things out. And I would say we have some really smart people here in Atlanta that are working their tails off, and we're going to work hard to get where we need to get.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to take smart people. It's going to take creativity. It's an unusual off season where there's less money than you thought that you were going to have a couple years ago. There's going to be more 1-year contracts that guys are going to take. You're also in the unique position of having veteran players on your roster that are some of the best players in the history of the franchise, that you have to make decisions on. And we talked about this yesterday, Randy, a bit at 11:20, just kind of about the next steps for Fontenot in the front office and what they may do. We never quite got to the big picture question that I wanted to ask. I asked Steve Wyche earlier in the week just about how hard of a job Terry Fontenot inherited. And maybe it's because we're here and we're close to it and we're paying closer attention to it than other teams. I don't know. Maybe it's because of what this offseason is like. But it really, I mean, it really feels like these guys got left an awful hand. Like, and that's why Thomas Dimitrov isn't here anymore, because of the fact that they lost games. But these guys have to deal with all kinds of stuff in terms of building this team going into next year.
I just don't think it's that. I think it's more because we're in it, Andy. We cover the team and everything. But a lot of teams are dealing with stuff like this right now, you know. But because we cover the Falcons, we focus more on it. And, you know, when you are in a position where the Falcons were in going forward and all those things,
right?
You do things like that. You do give out contracts. You do move money so you can get more money to sign a Dante Fowler and all those things and put yourself back in the hole. And Terry comes from an organization that seemed like they perfected it. You know, it seemed like they perfected being in the hole, getting out, and then finding money to sign somebody like that. They've always been in that predicament. That's why Terry wanted their cap guy here. You know,
right,
that's why he went after him.
That's right.
And that's why New Orleans didn't let him out the building. So, I mean, yeah, they have their work cut out, and a lot of teams have their work cut out for them because of the fact is that the shrinking of the salary cap. I think that's the biggest thing. There's, you know, when you look at the Falcons the last 3 or 4 years, they've always been up against it. But the thing about it was that regime paid these guys. So it's easier for them to sign off of taking some money ahead and moving it around, all those things, because this regime gave it to them. Well, this new regime didn't give these guys this money.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. I think there's multiple factors, including that. One of them being, you drafted them, so you need to validate that draft pick. Like, you brought him here.
And for the most part, they validated him.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so for the most part. The other part of it is, you got to win. Otherwise, you're probably not going to be here next year. So maybe you do take a chance that you wouldn't otherwise take, where Terry Fontenot and Arthur Smith don't have to think about it that way. Like, yes, they want to win next year, of course. But if they don't, they're not going to get fired. They've got to be thinking about winning next year and 2 years from now and 3 years from now and 4 years from now. Unfortunately, Thomas Dimitrov and Dan Quinn didn't have that luxury the last couple of years. It was now or we're gone, and ultimately they were gone.
Yeah.
The thing that stands out to me, though, and again, maybe this is true of other teams and maybe it's because it's a new regime and all that, is the way that a lot of these teams get creative and flexible with their cap is getting some of their veteran players that are on long-term deals to move that money around and take a couple extra years at the back end. And there just aren't any guys you feel comfortable doing that with right now, outside of Grady and maybe Debo. Yeah. So you've got guys to long-term deals that you kind of wish you didn't have on long-term deals.
Yeah.
That's
but those guys earned
it.
That's the thing about it. They earned it when they got it. But, I mean, again,
the
thing about it is it didn't produce what you were producing when you were giving them the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the biggest thing. And that's
well, and some of them were guys that did it other places. And I think you've been really good this offseason of saying, don't pay somebody else's running back and don't pay somebody else's pass rusher.
Yeah.
Find your own.
Yeah. I mean, because it's the stats for not being successful is right there.
Yeah.
You know, and so, I mean, the Falcons, I mean, they will find money, because no matter what you say, no team has ever went into a season like that, you know, all the way over the cap. No team does that. You have to get up under. Now, you make it. You're not allowed to. Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, they're going to have to be some hard – there are more hard decisions this year because of it. But, yeah, I'm not worried about them getting under. One thing I do know this, they're not going to be able to get under enough that they can go out and sign some top-notch free agents.
Right.
I don't care how. I don't care. We can talk about one-year deal, prove a deal, or whatever. Yeah. You're not going out to get – unless Hendrickson want to take that low-ball deal, he's not coming here for $5 million.
No. That's the unfortunate part of it is the fun names to talk about, the Trey Hendricksons, the – I don't know, you name it. You look at any of these lists of big free agents, the guys that, you know, you've heard of and you might want to go after, those guys aren't coming here. Because even if they're taking one-year deals, they're taking one-year deals from teams that can give them $12 million.
Right.
You know, big-time one-year prove-it deals as opposed to a one-year prove-it deal where it's like $3 million. So, they're going to have to hit in those mid-tier free agents, and hopefully they can. That's something Terry Fontenot has been good at as the pro scout with New Orleans, so hopefully they can do it. Here's John Gruden from a few years back. This is on draft day 2012. when Russell Wilson was selected by the Seahawks. The reason we play this is because now John Gruden is the head coach of the Raiders, and that's one of the four teams that reportedly Russell Wilson would accept a trade to. Here's John Gruden talking about Russell Wilson.
The Seattle Seahawks select Russell Wilson, quarterback, Wisconsin.
I like this pick. I like this kid. I'm jealous of Seattle. I wish I could coach this kid. He can run. You can put some creative passes and runs in for Russell Wilson. He can really hurt you scrambling. He plays his best football when the game is on the line.
Yeah, I mean, it's all true.
Yeah,
he's right. He doesn't have to be jealous anymore if he doesn't want to. They just got to offer Seattle the right package, and maybe he's a Las Vegas Raider next season.
That's a possibility, man. And that was the ESPN when he's on the ESPN. I just read yesterday that Greeny's going to host the draft show, the NFL draft. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's not
like good. Come on, man. Like, really?
They can. They still have Trey Wingo's number, probably.
I mean, damn.
Somebody call Trey Wingo.
Whatever, dude. But no, back to Gruden. I mean. Russ is a winner. You saw when he did what he's able to do when, for some reason, the people at NC State gave him ultimatum, said either you don't play baseball or we're going to let Mike Glennon be the starting quarterback. Okay, fine. I'll play baseball and then go to Wisconsin, go to a Rose Bowl.
Yeah, I'll go to the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, go to the Rose Bowl.
Set the college record for completion percentage in a season.
Yeah.
Didn't get drafted in the first round, but I'll get drafted in the third round and make my career into what
yeah.
it's been.
Yeah.
The other funny thing about that clip, and I don't know, kind of funny, is looking back now is – if you watch the reaction, it was a pretty popular gif afterwards of his girlfriend at the time.
Yeah.
Who
yeah.
became his wife later and then is now his ex-wife.
Right.
She was pretty fired up. And understandably. Yeah, your man just got drafted in the
exactly.
NFL.
Exactly.
Yeah, you've seen that video clip?
Yeah, I saw it. But in the talk about his wife, funny. I think it's so unfair that people are trying to blame Ciara for this. Ciara. I think it's so unfair. You don't
know. Oh, are they?
No, it's unfair.
Oh, are people doing that?
Did she have an impact? Only thing Ciara got an impact on Russ is how he parted his hair down the side.
And talks.
And puts on his clothes and all that.
Ciara. Remember that?
That's about it. All right. So just leave that woman alone. All right. She ain't the reason why he won't leave Seattle. All right. Stop.
Yeah, no, he wants to play a different type of offense and have more control. Here's Cam Jordan talking about what the Saints are probably doing next year at quarterback.
Jameis Winston up next, I believe, is what Sean Payton said.
Jameis, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Sean wouldn't say, you know, he's fighting for Jameis to be back if our goal was to have Taysom. But that's again, rare instances where it's just beyond my pay grade. Rare.
I like Cam Jordan, man. That guy's a good quote.
Yes.
What if it is Jameis? What if Jameis is the starting quarterback for the Saints next year? Is that a good situation?
I think it is. One thing the only thing Jameis has to do, and he has not shown the ability not to do it, even when he was at Florida State, is throw interceptions.
Yeah.
Jameis will be fine if he can just cut them down. Jameis will be fine. I think Jameis has an elite arm. He's very talented. I mean, you saw the touchdown throw on the fake on the little reverse pass in the playoff. Mm-hmm. Jameis can toss it all over the yard. Jameis just turns the ball over. Other than that, Jameis, but you can't be a quarterback and do that.
Yeah, like that's not just a little tweak.
That's not a little tweak, dude.
Yeah.
That's just something that you do.
Yeah.
But I think I mean, that's the one thing about Sean Payton is he's always the smartest guy. Got to be the smartest guy in the room. So as much as I think Jameis Winston is better than Taysom Hill. He'll start Taysom Hill over Jameis Winston. You know, so I think New Orleans had him in the building for a whole year.
Yes.
But there's a reason, and I don't know what that reason is, that when Drew got hurt against the 49ers, they brought in Jameis. But
Taysom.
In the game.
Yeah.
In the game.
They brought in Jameis. Right.
Yeah, not Taysom.
Yeah.
But then the next week, they started Taysom.
I have a theory as to why. Because they're playing the Falcons, and they could get away with it.
Remember, we threw that out then.
Yeah. They played the Falcons 2 out of 3 games with Taysom, and they won both of them.
Yeah.
So. Let's see what he's got. We'll play him against these defenses. The Texans aren't picking up the phone, but teams are leaving them voicemails about Deshaun Watson at this point. Now, we did find out that Deshaun Watson and the new head coach have met.
Yes.
They have actually met and spoken. So that's good. And I don't know, maybe that's the first step in rebuilding the bridge, because that's what they need to do. The Texans need to fix the relationship with Deshaun Watson, not trade him, if they can actually do that. Teams are leaving him voicemails, though. Which is kind of fun, and I would absolutely love to hear what those voicemails sound like.
Hey, you there? Hey.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. I mean, they're not trading. They're not going to trade Deshaun Watson for right now. They're not. They're hanging out. And both. This is going to be a stare down. It's going to be a stare down because if I'm in Houston, Texas, I'm not trading Deshaun Watson. Hey man, give us a break. Come on. But understand, they should, if they're going to move on from, they need to move on for the draft because you're not going to get the same compensation after the draft, you know? So, I mean, it's either now or never. And that's why we talk about waiving these no trade clauses. Well, if I look at the teams that are geared for Deshaun, most of them have the capital to go get him, you know, mm-hmm. but at the same time, I don't think Deshaun Watson would ever want to go to Chicago. Y'all skipped over me for
because
that
they
dude.
Passed on him. In
yeah,
the
y'all passed over me on that dude.
God,
you know
I hope
what
that's
saying?
True. I hope I hope that
I love that pettiness. But I mean, this is going to be who blinks first.
Yeah.
And right now, Houston has no reason to trade Deshaun Watson right now. None. So why would I trade him if I don't want to trade him right now? So I mean, but eventually, when are you going to come to that conclusion where it's like, okay, well, damn, he ain't coming back?
Yeah, I'm still of the belief that the next football season starts with Deshaun Watson as a Texan not playing.
Yeah.
Someone else is playing quarterback.
He's not gonna, no, and he's not going to play for the Texans every
right, he's not going to play for them. But he's going to be on the team. Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, he's not going to play football, which would really suck because he's 25 years old and he's really good at it. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to a what if. We got a handful of different hypotheticals to throw out one another. Hawks related, Braves related, Falcons related. We'll get to all that coming up next. The Wendy Zone at 11:40 as well. So don't go anywhere. It's a happy hour Friday brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. Playing all the hits from 1988, Brian Gebhardt's birth year.
Yes.
Just to make happy hour Friday even happier. Brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey. 20 minutes away from the Wendy Zone. Wendy Adams is going to join us at 11:40. An hour and 20 minutes away from Sports Jeopardy. And we can use your questions. So send them to Wendy on Twitter or Instagram at Wendy Radio. Direct message with the question and the answer. And don't be a creep. It's as simple as that.
That's it.
Same. Yeah, that is it. Let's get to what if.
It's time for What If on Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, you or me. You want to go first or can I?
You got it.
Okay, Brian Snitker got a contract extension this morning from the Braves.
Right.
Till 2023 with a team option to 2024. So that's four seasons, maybe. Three, he's definitely under contract for.
Right.
Does Brian Snitker make it to the contract extension, to year 2023, if the Braves don't win a World Series in the next two seasons?
Yeah.
What if the Braves don't win a World Series in the next two seasons, I should say?
Yeah. He'll be here because that's cool. That's okay. As long as we're contending. Now, that's not okay with me. But, I mean, what about this organization is showing you that that's not okay? Look at Bobby Cox all the time he got. Mm-hmm. He won one damn World Series. So, I
would say I hope that because Alex Anthopoulos is in charge, that it's a little bit different, and they've definitely had a short leash with players. I mean, last year, if you had a bad outing and you were a pitcher, they DFA'd you, you know, or got you up out of there. So I understand what you're saying, and I understand, like, the 30-year history of the Braves is a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
But Brian Snitker has also won more games every single year that
he's got. Again, that's what I'm saying. I mean, they're my expectations from now until the contract or whatever, is to win a World Series while you're here. Mm-hmm. My expectations, and there's no reason why they shouldn't. Because and what were they up on the Dodgers last year?
Yeah, I just wonder if, like, you think the expectations of the organization are the same.
Yeah.
Like, so if he doesn't. In the next couple of years.
That's what I'm saying. If they don't win a World Series, but they don't digress and not make the playoffs, no, as long as they're making the playoffs and contending for World Series, Brian Snitker's going to be fine.
Hmm. Yeah. And
I don't like that answer.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
I don't
it is
either.
What it is.
I don't either. I think that's what it is that I don't like it.
Yeah.
And I think I probably agree with you just because that's, you know, I don't know, the history of the franchise, I suppose. I would hope that there's a slightly different standard at this point because – you know, it's nice. They got to the NLCS last year, which is great.
Yeah.
The next progression is getting past that. And if you don't, then you didn't step forward. And Snit has gotten the team a step further every single year. If they don't do that this year, maybe you can do it once. But 2 years in a row, if you don't do it. I mean, the other we talked about this a couple weeks ago in terms of how much talent you have versus what you're paying this talent right now. like, this is about as good as it's going to get. Mm-hmm. You know, you have $250 million worth of talent that you're spending about $125 million on.
True
right
that.
Now. So eventually, Ronald Acuna is going to want Fernando Tatis money. And I know Freddie's going to get a new contract at some point. If these young pitchers are as good as they look, they're going to want to get compensated for it as well. So you got to take advantage of this, man.
I'm with you on that.
And
bro.
I hope that they do.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. What if the Hawks get healthy, make a run to the playoffs, but lose in the first round? Is Lloyd Pierce still safe?
I think so. Yeah, I do. Because I think that that was the pretty well-communicated expectation at the beginning of the year. I think the only asterisk I would put next to that, and I would ask you, and I'll give you my thought too, is does it count if they're one of those 7, 8, 9, 10 teams and they get bounced in that play-in thing? Like, because that kind of is the playoffs.
No, it's not.
But it's not like, really it's
like
the playoffs.
Extra, it's like that extra game before the NCAA tournament.
Right, exactly. Is that the NCAA tournament?
Yeah. No, I'm talking about in there.
Yeah.
That won't count to me.
100% agree. If the Hawks make it as the 9, 10, whatever, one of those seeds, and they lose in that play-in round, then I do think that they move on from Lloyd Pierce. I do think that happens. And if they don't make it, then they definitely move on from Lloyd Pierce. If they're one of the 11th or worst teams in the East, for sure. But yeah, if they get into a first round series, actually, beyond those play-in games, then I think that he'll be okay. Yeah. I think. Do you think he'll be okay?
I think he'll be okay if they get in, but if they're in that play-in, whatever thing the NBA trying to do, nah.
I do also think a lot of it has to do with what they look like when they actually do have their players back. Like, it feels like he's going to get a chance for us to see what that looks like. I know that it was a different temperature on Wednesday, given the way that things went on Tuesday night against Cleveland. But I think Lloyd will be here until at least Bogdanovich is back on the court. Cam Reddish could very well be back tonight. I don't know about Chris Dunn. I mean,
when is he coming?
He might not even play. I mean, who knows? They continue to not really give us an update on Chris Dunn, but Bogdanovich will be back at some point. And the same thing with DeAndre Hunter. Like, when you have those guys and you have a legitimate sixth man, seventh man, eighth man off the bench, and if things still look like the way that they do and you're still blowing games like you did against Cleveland,
you got to go.
Then I think he might have to go too. Yeah, but if they make the playoffs, I think Lloyd Pierce is safe. What if the NBA asks Trey to participate in the three-point contest at the All-Star game?
Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, why wouldn't they?
Why wouldn't they?
What does Trey do?
I think he's going to be. He's going to be in it. Why wouldn't he? The thing about it is that, I mean, you always
mad they left him out of the All-Star game?
But, I mean, I understand that. But you always want to try and see if you can have some kind of representation from your teams where the All-Star game is. Nova's not originally scheduled to be in Atlanta, but it's here. And, yeah, you need somebody from the Hawks representing something, I would think. Now, if Trey don't want to do that, so that's his business. But I would love to see him in it.
I would, too. And I think he should do it if they ask him to do it. And I would think that they would, too, right? I mean, he's not an All-Star, obviously. Didn't get selected to the team. Not a rookie or sophomore because he's past that part of his career. Be in the three-point contest and win it. That'd be great. Show him that that you have that. That would be a lot of fun.
Okay, here it is. What if Carolina gets Deshaun Watson and don't have to give up Christian McCaffrey?
Phew! Then the Texans are idiots. the Texans are idiots. And that the rest of the division is in a lot of trouble as well. Because all of the trade proposals that I've seen, and look, these are just from writers. These aren't from actual general managers. These are just from writers. Now, some of them are former general managers. But all the trade proposals I see coming from Carolina include McCaffrey, multiple first rounders. Some of them have even included, like, Brian Burns. Mm-hmm. Like, they're talking about giving up whatever. Whatever you want, basically, that we have, we will give you to get Deshaun Watson. And if the Texans don't, like, that's going to be the thing. It's already crazy frustrating to be a Texans fan right now,
right,
given
right.
what's happened over the last couple of years. If they don't get a king's ransom, if they actually do trade him, mm-hmm. and it comes out where it's like, yeah, they got, like, two first rounders and a, you know, I don't know, a linebacker or something like that. It's like, wait, what? Like, so you're telling me, like, yeah, that would be the bottom line for me is that the Texans are total idiots, which they may very well be. Jack Easterby is in charge.
Yeah, I'm Jack. Jack can't go out and eat nowhere. His phone won't stop ringing.
What if Tom Crean and Josh Pastner, who were both on the morning show today,
right.
Georgia Tech head basketball coach, UGA head basketball coach, what if they got in a bar fight?
Oh, I'm I got to take Pash. Kareem don't like him fight. I just call it what it is. He just don't like him fight. And Josh Pash looked like he got something by him. Like he looked like the type of cat that'll punch you in the back of the head. You know what I'm saying? Like
he might sneak punch you?
Like he know. Because sometimes, and you know when something finna pop off. You should know when something finna pop off. Unless the only people that don't know when stuff finna pop off is the person who get their ass whooped a lot. You know, because you don't know when it's coming. But when you bought that life, you know when it's about to pop off. I can see Pash. I can see Kareem. No, he's mine. He's a 5-star. I need him. And then turns his back and Pash just clocks him right in the dome.
I could see that. If Pastner gets the first punch in, sure.
Yeah.
But Brian Gebhardt's right. He's got those crazy eyes, man. You see him on the sideline just like death staring the ref or whatever.
Let me tell you something.
He looks like a crazy person.
If you ever scared to buy somebody stare that ain't your mama's, please. I shouldn't nobody stare. You can stare at me all you want to. What does that mean?
Well, I already told what you this mean? Week I'm an elite staring contest guy.
Let me swell them eyes up. No, man, my stud never.
He might hit you with a broken bottle, though. Like, he seems like he might fight 30 as well.
I don't know.
These are college basketball coaches. They're fighting dirty.
Pash like he got some hands, man.
He's younger. He's faster, a little more spry. Looks like he gets in the gym a little bit.
Yeah, like, here's one right here. Because I heard my boy Bart Scott say this morning. What if Seattle gives Marshawn the ball? Hold on. Now, note, they're in zero blitz. Uh-huh. There's a guy coming right up the middle. Their favorite run play was that inside zone belly play.
Yeah.
So there was nobody to block those guys. Mm-hmm. So if Marshawn gets hit for a 2-yard loss.
They probably stop him.
Yeah, they were going to stop that run play.
Yeah, they were probably going to stop that run play.
They were going to stop it.
The Seahawks had a timeout, so they call a timeout. Yeah. And then you regroup. But, yeah, that's what was going to happen. Yeah. I mean, in that game, when they ran against that defense, I think they were averaging less than a yard a carry. In the second half of the season, when they ran that play against that defense, they averaged, I think, under 2 yards a carry. So, yes, the narrative is a little bit lopsided in that simply giving Marshawn Lynch the ball would have just resulted in a touchdown. It still would have been the smart thing to do, I think. And then if it didn't work, then you call a timeout and you got what? 15 seconds on the clock about and you run another play.
Yeah, about that. So you good.
So, I mean, either way, you get two plays out of it instead of the one, which ultimately didn't work out.
Go ahead. Because I wanted to get to this real quick. What if the NBA does put Kobe as a logo?
That'd be great.
You think so?
That'd be great. Yeah.
Because I'm trying to think, why would you not put Jordan on it as a logo?
Well, I mean, you know why. Because Kobe passed away.
And I know. I understand. I'm not saying that Kobe's not deserving of it, but I'm like, wouldn't you go MJ?
Well, MJ's on everyone's jerseys already anyway.
That's true.
Like, everybody has an alternate Jordan jersey anyway, so he's on the jersey already. The interesting thing about it is, for some reason, the Jerry West estate doesn't have licensing rights to that logo.
Also, they can just change it.
So they could, but they don't get paid. Whoever they make it is going to want some money off.
Spalding.
Right. Yeah. They've not been paying Jerry West to be the logo for 50 years.
If they make it Kobe,
they're going to, and rightfully so. Kobe Bryant's family is going to want to get a little money for that, which is nothing wrong with. They should. Why change it? What's wrong with it? It's a good logo. I like the logo.
It's a good logo. I'm just curious.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the Wendy Zone. Wendy Adams is going to join us next on a Happy Hour Friday brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey. So
Annie,
don't go anywhere and drink up.
Annie, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Okay? Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Be respectful of Wendy. She's a lady, all right?
She's a lady.
Behold, a lady.
I'm a lady.
Oh! All right, everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When you're not hungry, you become average.
Brought to you by Hoots Wings. It's time for Hoots Wings Lunch Hour. Chicken wings and other things, takeout and delivery available online at hootswings.com. That's appropriate. Hey, Wendy.
I felt like I'd come in with one of my favorites from 1988, the year Brian Gebhardt was.
Hold on. How you know anything about this, Wendy, when you used to have pigtails and bows?
I was too young for New Kids on the Block, but then, like, growing up, you just heard this song. Yeah, because
you still wore the ruffly socks that you fold over.
Yeah, 1988. Yeah, my parents dressed me. did they dress me? I really should tweet.
I ain't like these cats, man.
I ain't like New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, man.
Wait, what's your beef with New Kids on the Block?
Huh?
What was your beef?
Oh, these cats took all our ladies, man. Oh, they took all our ladies. Girl broke up with me for Jordan.
Wait, what?
I had no chance at him or nothing. Broke up with because of him.
Just because he existed? Like,
yep.
She got a poster of New Kids on the Block and that was it for you?
Yep.
Damn, that's tough.
Oh, man. Damn Candace, man. I'll never forget Candace, man. I'll never forget that conversation when she broke up with me.
That was like us in middle school when Backstreet Boys and NSYNC came out. Yeah. Like, all of it was like, oh, Nick Carter is my boyfriend. And it's like, you never met that dude.
Yeah, broke up.
We all had
me.
Dreams and aspirations.
You got a binder with him on there.
Yeah,
but I mean,
broke up with me.
I mean,
you got a trapper keeper with Justin Timberlake on it. Doesn't make him your boyfriend.
Kind of. I mean, we threw, being a teenage girl and boy bands were out, we threw birthday parties when members of the band NSYNC.
Wow. You had a J.C. Chazes birthday party?
Yeah, would legit get a birthday cake.
Really?
For him?
Yes.
Like, would you get him presents?
No, we would just eat the cake, but we would celebrate it.
Ah, okay.
I mean, obviously we didn't know him.
Right.
Obviously.
He wasn't coming to the party.
Still to this day has no idea that we did it.
Yeah, y'all should see me outside of Candace's big building trying to get her back. Talking about this real.
Randy, I can't believe you lost out on a
this
poster.
What was
your tactic to try to get her back? Did you, like, serenade? Did you show up with a boombox? Like, what were you trying to do?
I mean, the fact that her dad didn't like me, you know, because I was a little thug, which I was. I was a bad boy then.
A little renegade.
But yeah, I was a little renegade then, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, she could have had all this, Andy. She could have had all the lunches and all that stuff she needed, man. But she, you know, she wanted to go for a poster. It was better for me anyway, because, you know, I saw her, like, she hit me on Facebook like 4 or 5 years ago, Andy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she let herself go.
Was she the lady that you went the drive-thru through and flexed on her when you got in the league?
No, that was high school.
Okay.
That was high school.
It sounds like you're still carrying it around a little bit, though.
No, man, because, you know, the thing about me is, dog, I hold grudges.
You do?
Yeah, I know
that. I hold grudges, man. Because it don't matter, because, you know, look who came out on that.
Yeah, you won.
Yeah, I won.
You won in the end.
Yeah. Randy, what was in your school lunches? Like, this
is when we lived in Germany.
Okay.
And so, I mean, it was regular school lunch like everybody else.
You have the square
living
pizza?
On base. Yeah, we had a square pizza. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we had all the regular stuff.
Didn't know what you would get a girl as far as school lunch. You'd give her your like. Chocolate
hey, let me
milk
tell you something. Let me tell you something, man.
You think
the cheddar biscuit do it? You give somebody your pizza on that Friday, man. Please, you give her that square pizza on Friday.
Man,
you in there? You getting all kind of sugar behind. Hey, you get all kind of sugar out there on the playground, man.
So the square pizza is the cheddar biscuit of middle school.
You know, you think it ain't what it is? Dude, you get pizza once a week.
Right. Now you're right.
And you know the thing about my house, mama went, I don't know about y'all mamas, but mama went on a damn Pizza Hut. Please.
Freaks will do anything for a square pizza.
My mama went on a damn Pizza Hut.
All right. What do we got, Wendy?
Oh, man. I don't even know how we transition, but I can ask Randy this question. Randy, was there ever a specific reporter that you had beef with when you were playing in the league?
Never.
There wasn't one that just irked you?
Just all of them?
Just all
of them, pretty much. I'm trying to think.
Like, any of them, like, report something that you didn't find, like, great?
No, I mean, I never had a problem because I honestly didn't read it unless I knew it was going to be something good. Mm-hmm. So, I never really had a problem with anybody, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I take it back. And I forgot that old fart's name.
Here we go.
He was an NFL writer, too. Old fart. And he said something slick. And I was like, what the hell did you just say? And it was after a game, after a loss, and it was very unemotional. That's why I'm like, let me shower, get myself together. Mm-hmm. What was that old fart's name?
Was it a national guy or a
Yeah, it was a national guy.
Okay. I don't know.
I forgot his name. Anyways, what you got, Wendy?
Well, this incident happens to be with one of your favorite players, Ravens linebacker Matthew Judon.
Love him.
And Jameson Hensley of ESPN.com. Now, Judon's ire sort of manifested into this really specific and pointed threat to Hensley, and it's very interesting. So Hensley reported that the Ravens offered Judon a long-term deal in the range of $16.5 million annually last year, and that he declined it. Now, in his first response, Judon said, "We're at Jameson Hensley lying, but I got time today. Bro, you have to stop lying. I know you want clicks and like and want to be people's camp, but stop lying. That's weak." So there was a couple of exchanges back and forth. And then Matt Judon said this on his Twitter account, and this is the very specific threat. "I know y'all don't know because I just found out this year, but you have about a month to sign a long-term deal after being franchise tagged. If a deal doesn't get done in that time, ain't no deal or no talking between the two parties. at jameson.hensley. So I'm waiting on your ESPN sourced apology, or I'm leaking these photos I got with you in the strip club.
So?
Now, I want to know what photos he has of Jameson Hensley in the strip club and what said photos are.
I mean, he's a grown damn man. He go to the strip club. Now, if he owns some freaking stuff, like got one of them things tied up in his mouth and got some other chaps on or something and some fishnets, then that's something the black belts are like. I'm in a strip club. I'm a grown man. So?
But then I'm wondering what the photos are of.
That's what I'm saying. Unless it's some, unless he a damn freak, they got him chained up somewhere, Andy.
I don't see no
issue with it.
Or I mean, if because he, this is the player tweeting at the reporter saying,
right.
"Stop lying about me, otherwise I'm going to tweet these photos out of you in the strip club." I don't know. Maybe he's married and told his wife he wasn't going there or something like that.
Man, ain't no dent. If
I
was you in there, I mean, going to strip club, I tell you why, I don't think that's a divorceable fit. Now,
no,
if you're in there, acting a fool.
Depends on what he's doing.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But if
depends
you just go to strip
photo
club,
what he's doing.
Yeah, man.
That's also pretty weak, though, to like get sneaky photos of somebody in the strip club and try to use it against him.
That's real weak, man.
Yeah, that's not.
That's kind of weak, man.
That's not great behavior, I would say.
Now, if he was in Norma Jean's.
What's Norma Jean's?
Yeah, what happens in there?
Norma Jean, oh, well.
Some freaky deaky.
Norma Jean's, it ends in one way, a couple ways. I'm just going to say it one way. Just be careful leaving out there by yourself because you might get jacked. Mm-hmm. Norma Jean's down the alley, Andy, and it's such a nice area when you're going towards Norma Jean, right?
What city is this, Baltimore?
Yeah. And okay. You take that right, you like you're going down the damn alley. Do you see the neon lights? Yeah. Yeah, just watch yourself in Norma Jean's.
Do you think any of the dancers dance to this?
No, I doubt that, Wendy. Right. I doubt that, Wendy, because it's magnified enough, man. Hey, man. And you know it's magnified because, that chicken wing plate, Andy, on fire.
That's a sign of a magnified place.
That's a sign of a magnified place.
Yeah.
On fire. Oh, I guess, my wife wants a shout out with her little, she's drinking whiskey. With bacon on it.
It looks like really he's drinking bacon whiskey, and it looks really, really good.
Yes.
That's how you celebrate Happy Hour Friday, Donna.
Yeah. Also, Mike Calvert, he's at the Waffle House. Make sure you get that All-Star special with bacon.
We'll come back. We'll get to the most important in the world to kick off the noon hour. Thank you, Wendy. Deshaun Tate going to join us at 12:20 as well. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.